Good morning or good afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. Day two. We are up to day two, which is entitled Being Honest with Ourselves. Today is the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. I love this entry because it's simple and straightforward. Change requires honesty. And I talked about Ben Carson in the beginning of him being honest with his anger issues. And I quoted from the pasuk, from the verse from the Torah, that prohibits taking a bribe. And what is the reason that the Torah tells us not to take a bribe? Ki hashochad yaver einei chachamim, because a bribe basically blinds the eyes of the wise, visalef divrei tzadikim, and perverts the words of the righteous. And I asked, why does it have to mention the wise and the righteous? Why can it just say, the Torah can just say simply, don't take a bribe because it perverts our judgment? Why does it have to mention the righteous and the wise? And that's a very, very powerful idea. That no one, as far as reality is concerned, I was going to say as far as Judaism is concerned, but it goes beyond Judaism, no one is immune from any of these types of bribes. And I mentioned that the Chafetz Chaim and Reb Nachman of Breslov, these two great rabbis, and if anyone listening to this have heard of those rabbis, the last thing that would come to mind when mentioning the Chafetz Chaim or Reb Nachman of Breslov is this, you know, perfectly saintly characters. And they both yet admitted that by nature, they were not easygoing people and that they had to work on containing their anger. In fact, I didn't mention this in the book, but there's a story of once a Talmud, a student of Chafetz Chaim, who was in the Beit Midrash in Radin, Poland, where the Chafetz Chaim lived, and he saw the Chafetz Chaim come late into the Beit Midrash, open up the Aron Kodesh, prostrate himself on the floor, and begin to speak to himself, to pray to Hashem, that he should learn how to contain his anger. He was honest with himself because all of us can succumb so easily to temptation and to our vices and to all of our issues. Something else I did not mention in the chapter as well, and we see this later in the Torah in Parshat Ki Tetzeh, that when it speaks about not cheating people in business and using correct weights and measures, the Torah tells us, lo ye lecha bekischa even, not to have in your pocket weights. You know, you could very easily trick someone when they come into your store and you have, this is the way they would determine how much food to give out, how much this, how much that. They have these weights, right? And you have these two apparently identical weights, yet one really is bigger and weighs more and the other isn't. And that's a way of tricking your customers. And what does the Torah say? You can't keep it in your pocket. And the next Pasuk Yudalit 14 says, Lo yelecha bebeitcha eifa ve'eifa gedola uktana. Not even keeping it in the house. We recognize that even having that weight in the house, you got to throw that thing out, get so far away from it. It's all about being honest with yourself and saying, you know what? I'm not above temptation. I'm not above these types of things, you know, preventing me from getting to be where I could be potentially spiritually. I was just listening to a great motivational speaker, David Goggins. My son shared me with me, one of his videos, and he shares how the only way to accomplish your goals in life is being honest with yourself. If your goal, you know, it's good, he says, to have a loving and supportive person in your life who accepts you unconditionally and is always telling you it's okay, that's sort of like the mother figure maybe in our lives, but you also have to have that voice that tells you like it is, and because we can't really grow if we're not honest with ourselves. So whatever it is that you're struggling with, whatever it is that we're trying to get around. I put this as the question today. Is there any area of your life that you're afraid to be honest about? If so, how could you work to go beyond the fear and to just recognize that greats like the Chafetz Chaim and Rav Nachman of Breslov and the Torah goes out of its way to say righteous people can get swayed by a bribe, and wise people can get swayed by a bribe. And okay, you're not going to treat someone in business, but why do you have that faulty measure, that faulty weight in your home? Get rid of it, because once it's sitting in the house, it can be very, very tempting. And if we can be honest with ourselves, and really sort of outline what it is that we're challenged by. And then we have the greatest potential to change. But if we can't be honest, and that's why Rav Soloveitchik taught this, that the vidui, we're going to get closer to Yom Kippur later on, and we'll talk about the confessional, that you have to hear yourself say what the problems and the issues are. We know that from therapy. Anyone who's been in therapy knows that to be able to hear yourself say what the problem is, right? That's half the therapy. That's why in the 12-step programs, my name is so-and-so, I'm an alcoholic, my name is so-and-so, you start off by acknowledging what the issue is. And that's, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. Of course, it feels shameful, but it's all about change. Judaism's all about change, and we can't change unless we're honest. And that's my bracha to all of us as we proceed through these 40 days, is to look at ourselves honestly so we can grow and to be able to not beat ourselves up too much, because that's just, you know, to be human is to err. And it's just who we are. But the most important thing is that we don't accept it and we challenge ourselves and we grow from it. Have a wonderful day.